75 years ago this week, the federal government quietly took over 60,000 acres nestled in the ridges of East Tennessee. It kicked out the residents and built a city cloaked in secrecy that tens of thousands of people would flock to during World War II. WPLN's Emily Siner has a story of the city that helped build the world's first atomic bomb.
There are a number of theories about why Oak Ridge was chosen as part of the Manhattan Project. Historians say it didn't hurt that the head of the Senate Appropriations Committee at the time was a Tennessean. It was also very rural, ideal for a project that needed to be kept top secret. So on September 19, 1942, the head of the Manhattan Project selected this land to buy, which did not thrill the area's residents. In an oral history from 2012, a man named Lester Fox recalls the fall day when he and a friend were skipping class after lunch. As they were ambling back, the town's telephone operator ran out and told them to find the principal.
Go get Mr. Britton an important phone call from Washington, D.C.
Afterward, the principal organized a school-wide assembly.
And he told us that the federal government had condemned 50-some thousand acres of land, turned out school early so people could go home and tell their parents.
We got a form letter in the mail stating that the property was taken over.
In another oral history, resident Naomi Brummett says her mother was given just $900 for 40 acres.
We were supposed to be out of this area by December 31st. 1942.
No one knew why they had to move, except that it was for the war effort. This was the same mindset that newcomers had when they moved in. Brummett got a job working on a machine that enriched uranium, but says she didn't understand the bigger picture.
And if we had known, we couldn't speak about it, because they had signs everywhere with don't talk. You don't talk. And if you did talk, you weren't there the next day.
It wasn't until the atomic bomb dropped in 1945 that employees realized they had been building the most powerful weapon the world had ever seen. To this day, Oak Ridge retains its nickname as the Secret City and still works with enriched uranium at the Y-12 National Security Complex. But the city has tried to build a legacy less about the bomb and more about the peace that followed. Later this week, it's breaking ground on a new pavilion for its International Friendship Bell. Oak Ridge's sister city of Naka, Japan, recently gave $10,000 for the construction. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.